Hello and welcome everybody to Sports Chat with RG13. Here today to talk to you guys about the big news in sports. Now, we're going to get into the conference championships in football, which are approaching Sunday. We also have basketball that we're going to speak about. Things are getting pretty interesting as we approach the All-Star weekend coming up in February. Also, the Australian Open is something I'd like to talk about, and that's a huge event that happens annually, and it's always one of the top tennis tournaments all year. We're also going to get into some baseball. So, with that being said, let's get into it. Now, first, I'd like to talk about the New England Patriots. 8 consecutive conference championships, 5 Super Bowl wins for the duo known as Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. But for some reason, this Sunday, they're actually pegged as the underdog going into Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium. And something that just amazes me, you know, again, 8 consecutive championships. They'll be going for the 3rd consecutive Super Bowl appearance with a win. Now, I'm not sure how that translate into them being the underdogs, you know. But that's the way the odds makers have it right now. But if I was a betting man, which I am sometimes, you know, I would take the Patriots and those 3 points. Now, in the other conference championship game in football that's coming up Sunday, we have the Los Angeles Rams going into New Orleans. Now, the Superdome, well, the Mercedes-Benz Dome, is actually a place that hasn't been too nice to visitors coming in. You know, Saints look really impressive at home. They've looked that way for as long as I can remember. And the Rams come in as a 3-point underdog. That's not too surprising, seeing as though the Rams, do have a great, great offense, run game, pass game. Todd Gurley basically is one of the top 2 or 3 running backs in the league. Their coach, Sean McVay, draws up an excellent game plan as far as the passing, quick hits, get the ball out of Jared Goff's hands into the hands of his playmakers. So they're actually pretty balanced on offense. Their defense hasn't lived up to the name, the big name free agents that they acquired and the trades that they made so far, you know. So I'm interested to see how they actually compose themselves on defense, being on the road in that tough environment in New Orleans, with Drew Brees going for his 2nd Super Bowl appearance at the age of 40. Yes, just turned 40 today, I believe. So it's something that's gonna be very intriguing, and I'm ready to see that unfold. Now, let's get into a little bit of basketball. We have the Raptors. The Toronto Raptors are a team I'd like to talk about. They basically have the same team from a year ago. They made one splash offseason move. They acquired Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard, and they replaced those guys with the, replaced DeMar DeRozan with those guys, and they haven't missed a beat. They actually have improved on their record so far. And just wanted to see if these guys can keep this run going. You know, they seem like they're a different team without Kyle Lowry. He seems to be the engine that drives that car, so to speak. And if he stays healthy, I'd like to see if they really could give Golden State a run for their money in the finals. Now, this is just basically going off assumptions, because Golden State, they seem like they're just coasting along. so far in the season, in the regular season, they've been playing down to a lot of their competition. But last night, in a game where they were playing the number one seed so far in the Western Conference, the Denver Nuggets, they just destroyed them. They beat them by 30-some-odd points. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and the rest of the guys hit 10 three-pointers, which is a new record for their team in the first quarter. I mean, they just basically wiped the floor with the Denver Nuggets, and I was kind of surprised to see it, you know, be that big of a margin. But, you know, again, the Warriors seemed like they were just coasting. So I know it's months ahead. You know, the finals don't actually begin until June. But from the appearance right now, the way things are looking, it seems like we're headed for a collision course with the Warriors and the Raptors. And that's something I'm looking forward to as well. Now, James Harden, he's another person I want to just basically talk about. He's been on a tear. He recently passed Kobe Bryant, which is amazing in itself, with 17 consecutive games with at least 30 points. And he's also been handing out a ton of assists in those 30-point games. He's amazing. He's looking like he may end up being the second-best shooting guard in the history of the league, maybe. Maybe not as far as wins, as far as championships, but as far as scoring, he might end up surpassing people in other categories as far as not only scoring, but steals and assists. I mean, he's playing on a totally different level. He's won an MVP. This would be his second in a row, which would basically tie maybe LeBron James, Michael Jordan, of course, and maybe Shaq, I believe, and Steve Nash as far as consecutive MVPs. Oh, and Steph Curry. How could I forget him? But, yeah, he's on an absolute tear. And with that being said, he's playing without his top three sidekicks for the Rockets. So I'm also excited to see how well they go on as the season progresses, and if they can actually surpass Golden State as far as the best team in the Western Conference this year. Maybe so. Now, moving on. The Australian Open today, Maria Sharapova beat Peterson 6-2, 5-1 in straight sets. Seems like Peterson actually retired in the second set. Big win for Sharapova. She moves on. And on the men's side of the Australian Open, Rafael Nadal actually got a big win over Ebden, 6-3, 6-2, 6-2. That was also in straight sets. And Nadal will be moving on as well. Now, for my last topic, I want to talk about Manny Machado. Huge pickup for the Dodgers. And it seems like he may be on the move from Los Angeles to Chicago. The White Sox have offered Manny Machado $175 million to join that team. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but $175 million is kind of hard to turn down. So maybe expecting to see him in a White Sox uniform next year. But it's been fun wrapping up my sports chat with RG13. I'll speak with you guys in the next couple days. I hope you enjoyed it. See you then.